Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. They are back. House members and senators, after a long summer recess, are back to work. Well, let's hope they can get something done. Our fiscal year ends October 1, and so they have just 3 weeks to pass a stopgap spending bill if we don't want a government shutdown. There's also a lot of pressure to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Farm leaders from across the country have come to D.C. to pressure the Congress to get it done. And Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic team, they don't seem to be in any hurry. Although the trade talks with China are on the agenda, no one knows what will happen. Larry Kudlow, National Economic Council Director, said the trade war with China could go on for years. Well, we can't accept their theft of intellectual property, but farm organizations are coming to town, and they're going to be pushing to get a resolution. Here's another subject of great concern to our farmers. Lawsuits claiming that glyphosate, Roundup weed killer, can cause cancer. California wants product labels that say glyphosate is carcinogenic to humans. Well, EPA has announced that Roundup will not cause cancer. California has pointed to the World Health Organization that in 2015 stated that glyphosate probably causes cancer. Well, that UN organization also warned that you can get cancer from pickled vegetables and caffeine. So if no more Roundup is a rule, then no more coffee. We'll see how that sells. EPA has done extensive review of glyphosate, and they do not accept the California position. Other responsible countries stand shoulder to shoulder with our EPA, and that includes Canada, Australia, European Union, Germany, New Zealand, Japan. Our EPA says the California warning language is false and misleading. We've been using Roundup to kill weeds in our corn and soybean fields since the 1970s, but the fight is not settled yet. Our last subject, we have been waging war in Afghanistan for 18 years. President Trump wants to get out of there. We started negotiations with the Taliban, but just when it looked like we could find a solution, the Taliban killed a number of innocent people, including one U.S. soldier. And that did it. Trump said, the talks are dead. Okay, that's all for today, and I am John Block from Washington.